Okay, guys, this is going to be probably the most annoying of all the recordings ever made, so bear with me. What I'm kind of doing is I'm driving right now, but I don't really have time to sit down and actually record this in silence. So this is the best we've got. I just completed a 3-day water fast. Very excited about that. And it taught me a lot. So I'm going to give you guys my rundown on low into this. So I have a good friend, and I actually ended up talking to him for a while about this. I should actually bring him on the podcast because he's got some really cool information about water fasting and just the research he's done into it. Super interesting guy. So we talked for a while. He sent me all this information about how to water fast and how to start correctly, how to end it correctly, etc. And it really wasn't that bad. So I did 3 days, well, a little over 3 days, like 80 hours or something like that. And I think what my big takeaway from it was is that I love chasing growth, and that sounds so cliche and so traditionally overused. But what I really enjoy is I like being able to see myself changing. So I do a really hard thing, I suffer like crazy, I feel kind of like this. What's the word for it? I feel this kind of this desire to give up, and I don't. And in the making and keeping that commitment to myself, I feel like my self-esteem grows. And that was an idea that I got from Stephen Covey, was he said, when you make and keep commitments to yourself, your honor begins to outweigh your moves. And then another person said something along those lines, and they said that if you want to increase your self-esteem or your confidence, just make it to keep promises to yourself. Anyway, so I chose to do something really hard. I said I'm going to do it for at least 3 days, and then I ended up doing it for just a little bit longer. And just doing something like that gave me such a boost of confidence in myself, and then it makes me want to do something else hard. So I was like, okay, I got to find the next challenge, and I've kind of become like, I've become really excited with this idea of just what's a really hard thing I can do. And the question has changed due to this book that I read. It's called The Illusion of Money by Kyle Cease. And he talks a lot about this idea of who would you have to become to do X? Okay. And if that person you'd have to become, is the idea of that person exciting to you? If the answer is yes, you should do that thing. And it's this idea of trusting that inner voice that's kind of telling you where to go. I'm all about making wise decisions. I don't think you can be all in on a lot of these things. I think you still need to invest. You still need to cover your bases with your finances. But besides that, we don't need that much money to survive. And I think that we are our greatest asset. Brunson, when he's pinging and everything's dialed and I'm accessing all the God-given talents that I have, I think money should be probably pretty easy, right? I've had plenty of days. I had a day, I remember once I was a 17-year-old boy, I made $1,000 in a day washing windows, which is just crazy, right? Or 16 maybe, or 17, I can't remember which one. And that taught me a lot. It said, Brunson, for who Brunson is, can make a lot of money. And how I did it was really simple. I went out to Yellowstone and I knocked on cabin doors and found people who were home and said, hey, I want to wash your windows. And number one, no one ever knocked on their door before, so they were always kind of a little bit confused. And I would just say, hey, listen, like, I know you don't have a window cleaner here in Island Park or West Yellowstone. I'm the window cleaner out here, and I do great work and yada yada yada. I kind of sold them on my process, and a lot of them told me no. Most of them told me no, and a handful said yes. And I realized something. I said, well, if I'm going to drive out 2 hours away from my home, I might as well make really good money. And I don't know why I thought this, I'm just going to triple my prices. And I did. I tripled my prices, and people didn't bat an eye at it. Not even a little bit, because for them it was worth it. They don't have any window cleaners out there. And they also know that if they have to go call somebody, have to do all the scheduling and yada, 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 like it's easy just to tell somebody, yeah, start cleaning the windows. And sometimes they'd be sitting there just chilling. Other times they're having a family get together. It didn't matter. I'd sit there, start cleaning windows, keep to myself and keep quiet, plug in my earphones, listen to audiobooks. And it was an amazing experience. So what I've learned from all of this is that Brunson, when I'm running at my finest and my highest octane, money's not a problem for me. And do I think that's unique to me? I really don't. Anybody can wash a window. Anybody can knock on a door. I just think often we don't have the guts to do it, or we don't have the self-esteem or something. So my latest, not my latest belief, but one of my beliefs that's continually getting stronger is that we need to invest in ourselves, and not just in a way of like, oh, we need to get a bachelor's degree, which I used to be really opposed to. And now I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Like, get a bachelor's degree. If that's what gets you going, then go for it. But for me, I'm a little interested in like, how on earth can we say I'm willing to spend $15 for a Netflix subscription, but I couldn't afford a $15 gym subscription? Because the Netflix, what it does is it leaves you hollowed out and empty and sad or whatever. And a gym membership, I'm not saying that gym, you even need a gym membership, you can just work out in your own room. But the point being that that pays massive dividends. If instead we invested on things that directly influenced our growth, and that was our core investment, I just feel like those just pay such better returns. So for me, I found that I do really, really well when I have a class that I get to go to. I'm not saying this to everyone, but I spend about $200 a month on my gym membership. And that seems like an obscene amount of money for a lot of people, but I go every day, I get to show up, and they almost, it feels like abuse, right? I show up and I suffer for 1 hour straight. I have to think about what's going to happen. I just show up and say, I'm going to do exactly what they tell me to do. And I do it. And I have a great workout. I get wonderful mental benefits from it, which I'm not really chasing a lot of physical benefits. I don't really care that much. Honestly, I'm just really excited about the mental benefits that I get to get my headspace back. And then if Brunson's got the best headspace, money's just not that tough to come by. So anyways, all that to say, I think investing in yourself is just a wonderful idea. And just chasing things for the sake of the fact that they're hard. We can't get away from hard things in life. The harder we try to avoid these tough situations, the more painful they hurt when they do find us. You just can't avoid them. So it seems like the easiest thing to do is, rather than running from the storm, is turn and face it and run right into it. It's funny. I'm going to share this like random thing. So last night, 2 nights ago, I had this weird dream. And in this dream, I was being chased by a cloud, and it was like this cloud of like something. I don't know exactly what it was. Like, I just had this feeling it was bad. It was like a rain cloud or something. And it was coming down on me, and I was like running from it, and it was like hitting me with this little droplets of water. And for some reason, I was like, this is so bad. And then I realized I had nowhere to go, and I wasn't going to be able to run away from it. And it's so funny, because in my dream, I just said, okay. And I turned around and I ran right into the storm. And I just sat there and just like embraced it, and it attacked me. And I was just like, all right, let's just go through this. You know, if I can't avoid this, let's go all the way in on it. And it was so funny, because I woke up and I was like, that was a weird dream. Like, why'd I have a dream about me like running from a storm and then turning around and just running right into it? And I realized, because like lately that's become like this mantra for me. Don't run from the storm, turn and face it and run right through it. And when you do that, you get an actual emotional rush from the energy of choosing that hardness or that hard decision. So when I say I did the water fast, that wasn't because I'm trying to like be this cool guru. I just said, I want to run into the storm. Like, life's going to be hard anyways. And I was struggling with my diet. I was struggling with control on my diet. And I was like, I want to be more disciplined in what I eat and how I eat it. And so I said, okay, I'm going to do something really hard. And I'm going to like redefine to myself what difficult is. Before, if not eating a cookie was hard, not eating 3 days is even harder. So it's like, okay, I'm going to just redefine what hard is. And I've been eating really clean ever since. I'm not saying that's how it always happens, but I do think, you know, there's a tendency sometimes to like overeat after a water fast. But regardless, it's been helping me train discipline. I didn't really do it. I did it partly for the health reasons, but mostly for the mental reasons. I take a cold shower every morning, not because, I mean, the health reasons are great. I believe in that. But just for the sake of proving to myself in the morning that I can accept a really like, a thing that a lot of people, they can't stand. And I do it as part of my daily practice. So I'm trying to do more and more of those things. I've kind of got my eye on the next challenge. I still want to run 100 miler. I didn't finish the last one. I'm still bummed out about it. And I think I've maybe developed enough mental toughness that maybe I could do it this time. So I don't think that I was very mentally tough last time I did it. I was relying a lot on my physical abilities. I'm decently athletic, And I thought that my athleticism would carry me through, and it just didn't. And so this time I'm going to see, once the athleticism fails, which I failed at 50 miles and I just felt like I couldn't go anymore, I wonder if my mind can take me another 50 miles, right? So that's kind of this interesting like series of thoughts that I've been having lately, on how we chase these hard things in our life. So I guess my synopsis has been, all right, if Brunson always chases the growth first, and rather than ask myself, hey, am I going to take this job because it pays really well? I was offered a job that made a lot of really good money at one point. And I didn't take it because I said, I don't like who I'm going to become if I take this job. It doesn't feel like I'm going to become a good version of myself. And instead, I chose a job that paid less and I got better benefits from it. I've too many times in my life just taken a job because of the money and not because of who I'd have to become to be successful at it. And now, I mean, I'm doing door-to-door sales, which is considered by some people the scummiest of all jobs on earth, or the hardest of all jobs on earth, or just whatever you want to say. It doesn't really matter to me. But this is a job that I recognize that Brunson is going to have to become a fantastic version of himself to be successful here. So that's kind of become this new little mantra for me. It's like, okay, if I'm going to be really good at door-to-door sales, well, I'm going to have to be a really, really, really high octane human being, I think. So if that is worth anything to anyone, I hope it is. Also, I'm kind of considering just inviting more guests onto the show. Logistically, it's kind of a pain in the rear end, and I don't want to do it, but I have these really cool conversations, and I feel bad that I'm not sharing them with everybody because some of them are just incredible. Some of these people I get to meet, and some of these cool stories I get to hear. So, anyways, until next time, y'all take care. Have a good one.